Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Gittins here. Nice to talk to you. This is a little intro to the podcast I always do. I'm currently sat in my car, and I'm actually filming myself for the patrons, the pledgetrons, all the people that donate money each month are getting a little video here that they're going to be able to watch and go, oh, look, that's what it looks like when he does the intro to the podcast, isn't it? Isn't it interesting? So I'm just going to say hello to the pledgetrons. Hello, pledgetrons. I'm talking down the lens of a camera. It's filming me as I record. Anyway, what about? Hello, everybody. I'm the podcast land. How are you doing? What can I say? I don't know why I'm doing this, actually. Oh, yeah. So before we crack on the podcast, I just want to tell you I'm going to the MacFest next week. I think it's the weekend of the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. I don't know. But I'm on the Sunday night at MacFest. So come along at 9:30. Come along. Brian gets into the MacFest at 9:30. What else have I got to tell you about? We got Challenge Game Show. Hold your horses on that. I don't know if that's going to go ahead due to some clashes of dates. But I'll let you know soon enough. What else we got? David Edwards down at Sticky Mike's. I think that's May the 31st. He's doing a Q&A. Q&A with David Edwards. Come along, get absolutely rat-arsed and ask him questions and he'll just answer them straight off the bat. Bang, 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 bang. He's wonderful. What else we got? That's about it. Yeah, like I said, if you want to get these little videos and extra bits of podcasts that we put out and little film bits of the podcast and all sorts of stuff, little inside gossip, you know, blah, 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 then please go to Patreon, look up the Brian Gittins and Friends website on the Patreon. I don't know what I'm talking about, but go to Patreon, look up Brian Gittins, and you can pledge and become a Brian Gittins and Friends Pledgetron. It's a lovely little community growing there. Wonderful stuff. There's David Waits. There's all sorts of people. Big shout out to David Waits. But anyway, I'm babbling. Okay, so enjoy the podcast and see you next time. Bye bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. How are you doing? How are you doing? We're on episode 36, I think, David.
36, that's a big number.
It is. Think of three quicker, bigger numbers.
78, 336, and infinity.
Wowzers! So that's David Edwards talking, and this week he's going to, this episode he's going to, what should we give your nickname? The Blonde?
Banshee?
Apple?
Blonde Apple, absolutely.
Okay, we're going for Apple, and our guest this episode is Will...
Andrews!
Hi!
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for having us and being part of the gang.
Yeah, well, it's an absolute pleasure.
You're very welcoming, David.
Oh, I'm pleased to see him.
You're right, because normally you're sort of sat slightly back, but you seem quite close
quite
to us.
Quite forward, I don't know. I'm sort of almost going for a hug type of thing. Oh, not literally,
well,
but...
Go for a hug.
There's a lot in the
IT,
way,
there might be a bit of a handful. There's maybe do it later.
Yeah, okay.
We can is that maybe a promise?
Yeah, no, it's an absolute promise.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for doing this, Will.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure. I find myself sort of copying your speech manner. I don't know what... Maybe...
Oh, you go for it.
Oh, you go for it.
Yeah, get involved. Get involved with the beat, the rhythm.
Yeah.
I once was in a car with you, actually.
Yeah.
didn't
we
I?
We spent a bit of time in the car.
Yes, we did do that. And then yeah. I came on stage.
Unfold
that.
Your arms, please, Will.
Sorry.
Relax.
Beg your pardon. I got out of the car after several hours driving with you and started talking a bit like you.
Yeah,
it was odd, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a sign of an actor, a comedian.
Is it? Maybe, I always thought it was maybe something a bit weak in my personality where I sort of copy people.
Trying to fill a void.
If I go back, it's terrible, isn't it? You go back to Newcastle, get a taxi, and that's not getting a Geordie accent or that sort of thing. Awful,
have you gone abroad and suddenly you've got a French accent?
No,
or
but
American?
I have done America. I've ripped off American. Who's that big comedian with the dreads from the south of America?
Not Bob Marley.
He's not a comedian.
He's got dreads.
No, he's not got dreads. He's got cornrows. What's his name? Big British comedian.
Judge Dredd.
Yes,
that's the one. And that's Charles, everybody. That's Charles the Robot. Right, I must tell you,
Will Andrews in the motherfucking has.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Charles.
So this episode, guys, what we're going to do, we don't normally do this. We've done this once before, but we've got a magic sort of time traveling. Fridge with us, so we're going to get inside that. So I'm just going to open the door. And here you go, David.
Absolutely, I'll take
Will.
A seat.
There's no seats in here.
In the fridge. Just a shelf, not a seat. Sorry.
And
room for one more.
Open the door again. You get back in, Charles. You get in, even. And we're off.
Ooh, here we go.
And we've landed. It doesn't take long. We're opening the door. And do you know where we are, David? We're in Sherwood Forest.
Wonderful. Robin Hood.
Yes. Look at you.
I'm looking forward to seeing the man in green tights.
Why?
Well, because he's a well-known sort of figure in the realms of masculinity, isn't he? He's a legend.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan as well. But
what is the date,
Robin Hood, certainly.
What was that, Charles?
What is the date, Jude?
What is the date, Jude? I'm going to go for like the 14th or 15th century, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
That's sort of Robin Hood sort of era. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Something
horses,
like that. Swords.
What can you see around us, guys? What can you see?
Well, it's a chestnut tree. There's several of them.
There's loads
with
of
the
chestnut
sun
tree.
Breaking through the branches onto my face.
Yeah.
Very
it's all
nice.
About you, isn't it?
just enjoying the moment of Sherwood. There's no pollution.
No.
It's the 1400s.
Here comes his gang.
Oh, the merry men.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Bonjour, merry men. How are you?
Talking to the mic, David.
Absolutely. Let's keep it professional.
What's that, Charles? There is a bird over there.
Thanks
for that, mate. Appreciate that.
Little John, Big John.
Quite right.
Medium
comes a duo.
John.
Indeed, all sizes are welcome.
So we're basically we're part of this Fat John. What other Johns are there?
John Bon Jovi.
Hyperactive John.
Hyperactive.
John.
Fight.
Yep.
Indeed.
Right.
Yeah, Bon Jovi, that's one.
So basically, what was I going to say? So here we are. We're part of their gang.
That's okay for us to be part of their
gang? Absolutely fine.
Brilliant.
So we're part of Robin Hood's gang. Let's see what happens. But before we get to meet them... God, I'm losing the will to live. Before we get to meet them, let's ask the first question. I'm going to give you the first question.
Please do.
Okay, and your first question from me this episode is... If you could only apologise to one person, who would it be to, and what would you be apologising for?
If I could apologise to one person...
Made you think, isn't it?
Well, there's a bit of a tricky situation one time took place with a...
So this is the first thing that's coming to your head?
This is the first thing that's coming to my head,
This person you feel like you should be apologising to?
Yes. I mean, I don't want to sort of say their name to that degree.
Okay,
they might work
make up
out.
A name.
But
make up a name.
Sid, basically. It was just a situation that I kind of seriously blocked up his toilet in a big, big way. And then after I heard endless stories about him and his dad having to get dino rods, bringing up the pavement in the front of the house and stuff like that. And I kept thinking, at one point I was going to admit to it, and I thought, no, not at all. I really messed up his system.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to sort of go into this, but what actually happened? You were around this person's house?
Yeah,
and...
it was before going out to a club, a beer, so we're all having a drink type of thing. Mm. And I think I had a coffee or something. I don't want to be too grim about it, but, you know, chemical eruptions took place in the old stomach area, and it was a relief.
I would like to point out, though, that the very least you might expect a toilet to handle is toilet-appropriate waste. I'm just saying, I wouldn't carry the burden of that so much because it is a toilet. It should.
I know. I mean, what? I sort of thought that.
Right. So what came out? What are you so guilty about?
It was literally. I don't want to be foul once again, but it was like an anaconda, like a snake. Like it, what? It didn't even stop off. It was like a sausage machine that had been like left on, type of thing. I know that's a hideous image, but that's the only thing I can sort of say. Yes.
And, yes,
as simple as that, full stop. It really was. I was quite hypnotized by it.
Maybe it was an actual snake.
Maybe it was a snake.
Yeah, like a tapeworm or something that had left my stomach.
Why did it have to lift the pavement?
Apparently, the whole thing was just the whole system. They tried one of those sonic boom things. You know, they like shoot loads of pressure down the toilet to get
you
rid
know
of
a
it.
Bit about this, don't you, Will?
No, what I thought, are you talking
well,
about?
Well, that happened to us, me and my wife, back in January. We blocked our toilet.
Great.
No, due to a large comb. But you gave me some advice.
I did give you some advice, what as was I recall. It? I think it was go to Screwfix and buy something to unblock it with.
That basic.
Yeah, it was. I think
it's
it was
a basic advice.
It was a vote of confidence in your ability to handle your own blocked toilet rather than any specific advice, I think.
I think my biggest mistake was too much toilet paper afterwards because he said that expanded.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know.
Well, once again, it's just a case that I'd be very
quick. People don't want to be listening. So.
No, it's quite. Apologies.
Do you know what they deserve? The least they deserve is the actual guy's name.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I,
he never admitted it.
I think it cost him a lot of money bringing up pavement and things like that. I think he'd want money from me.
Are you still friends with him? He doesn't listen to this podcast. No one does.
No, I think it just. I think he'd want money from me. I think it.
Say his name.
Say his name.
Honest to God, it wouldn't be worth.
Right, I'm getting my bow and arrow out.
Goodness me, I can't.
I've held his name.
I'll say the first Mark, a first name Mark. I'll go as simple as that.
Mark.
Some people might be able to work it out from then.
Benefit of the listeners at home. I've got my
second
arrow,
name.
Second name, and the arrow is literally touching David's temple.
Honestly, every part of my body is just saying no. I can't
say his name, David.
It begins with an O. The surname
Mark Ogilvy. That'll do.
Sort of in that kind of realm, sort of thing. I think it cost him about £800, the whole thing. It was horrific.
What, and you haven't said that was my fault?
At one point, I was going to. I was like, oh, sorry, mate, it happens to us all. But then when he talks about bringing the pavement out,
but
in
again,
front of his.
But again, I don't see that you didn't anything extra that might be expected for a toilet to handle.
How much paper did you use?
Yeah, I suppose we need some detail.
A lot of paper, because basically I wasn't immature to the extent or irresponsible just to try and flush it because it was enormous. So I wrapped loads of paper around my sort of fist, and then I know it really was a disaster.
Come on, there's more detail here. What else happened? And then, wrap your paper, your hand in the toilet paper.
Yeah, like a boxer would wrap it around,
punching the
before putting the gloves, and then just trying to flatten the snake type of thing.
Right,
and then obviously you had splashage. And then having to sort that out.
Loads and loads of splashage.
And just endless. I mean, I used all his toilet paper. I was using coaster napkins after a while.
What? Was it A4 paper? Was it A4 paper?
Was it A4 paper?
No, it wasn't A4 paper. I know that would certainly clog it. It was normal paper and sort of receipts and napkins from my jacket. And
hang on. You can't say normal paper then.
Maybe that's what happened, but it expanded. The water, the actual paper expanded, apparently, and that was the prime problem.
You were using receipts?
Anything, because after a while I'd used all his paper. And then as his toilet paper type of thing.
Is it usually like this?
What, on this show?
Yeah.
Apologies, it has gone off into a funny direction.
Yeah. Yes, it is, Charles. There's Charles. There you go. Remember very Charles exact. Is here. Just chatting away.
But it's too much, Will. You're quite right. We've entered into a bleak area.
Mm. What else did you do? Were you panicking?
Very much so. Yeah, it was just like a complete, it's like just a monster looking up at me. It had its own personality.
If this scene was part of some kind of musical, could you sing it quickly? So we'll stick some music on top, and could you sing what's happening really quickly? So it's a big, energetic musical scene. Here we go.
I've spawned...
Quicker!
I've spawned a beast. It's come from within. It's outside. Its name is Pete. It's looking at me.
What?
And it means what? To hurt
no,
me.
No.
Always
sorry.
The same tune.
It's always the same tune. Come on. Come on.
More.
Come on, sing it.
It has engulfed my life.
Oh, terrible. Sorry about
Will, I apologise.
Don't apologise.
We need to start getting the level up higher.
You don't need to apologise to me. I think you need to apologise to Mark O.
Yeah,
Marco, you're quite right. Mm. And I'm hoping people don't fill in the blanks there, because if not, he'll be coming around with probably with my checkbook.
Oh, guys, I've just heard from just had a message here from Little John that we're heading over to the path that runs through the middle of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
And we're to climb up the trees and wait for the... I don't know. Who do they
attack?
The rich.
The rich.
Yeah, so let's. Have you got your bow and arrow, guys?
Yep. I certainly have at the ready. I'm looking forward to this.
Look like you're acting, Will. Sort of.
Sorry. Yes.
See, at the ready.
That's it.
Arrows ready, sharpened. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. There he's stretching us. There we go. And so we're walking through the woods to the pathway, and then we'll climb up the trees in a second.
I've got a machine gun.
Wow! Perfect. Machine gun with him. Incredible.
That'd be like witchcraft in 1400s.
Will, have you got a question for David? First question?
I did have a question, but are they supposed to be on a theme or just any question at all?
Anything.
You just go for it, sir.
My question was, if you were to sing at the karaoke, what's the song you'd choose?
There we go.
That's a nice one.
Don't point at me. Whatever
put the pointing
away,
put it back in its holster. Fame is always a big, big one.
Bowie?
No, from the actual film Fame.
Oh,
I Want to Live Forever.
I Want to Live Forever.
No,
cry.
You wouldn't.
Oh, Wads is definitely. I like a bit of ABBA, Dancing Queen, but
really?
Certainly Fame. I like the chorus. I like the lead up to
it. I hate ABBA.
Huh?
I hate ABBA.
You hate ABBA?
It's not ABBA. Oh, there you go.
I guess,
well, I don't know. I have to disagree with you there,
Have we mentioned
Charles.
ABBA? What are you saying?
Dancing Queen. That's okay. My second karaoke one. So, right. But certainly a bit of Fame.
Okay.
There's a lot of sort of hip thrusting and moving around.
Have you sung that at a party or something?
It's been a while since I've done karaoke. I'd say it was at the old student union at Winchester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a few purples, Ribena and cider, hit the stage.
Yeah.
And a bit of Fame.
Yeah.
Keep going, ticking things over.
So why do you like that song so much?
Perhaps the lyrics. Who knows what's around
what
the corner?
The
baby, here I am. I'm gonna make it to the top.
No.
I don't. Well, you have a screen with like credits on it with the actual
the
balls.
Words, yeah, you don't need to worry about remembering it, do you?
No. You don't. You just got to be a slave to the boogie, basically. Just go with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just go with the rhythm.
Happy with that answer? Well,
I'm pretty happy with it.
It's genuine.
It's got the line in it, I want to fly, and then it comes with a qualification straight after.
It does.
I will fly high, doesn't
indeed.
It?
Yep, definitely.
What's
and then you've got
lyric?
The opportunity.
I want to fly high. What's the lyric?
That's where you got the TV screen there.
Again, we've covered that,
haven't
we?
Yeah. So you don't actually really like the song that much. You hardly know it.
Well, if I had a few ciders... And I'm thinking, you know, what the hell? Let's enter the stage and get on with it.
Yeah.
I feel as if I've disappointed you all here. But that is the key one that I'd always go for.
How does it go?
I want to live forever. I want to learn how to fly high. Which is funny, isn't it?
Remember my name.
Remember my
name. There's an echo on that. Yeah. Remember. You can imagine that in the middle of the student union, everyone looking
that
at
would
you,
go
eyeballs
well.
On the...
Yeah, I can see that would go well.
In the centre of the room.
Brian, would you sing of karaoke?
I must sing of karaoke.
You have to choose one.
Keep talking.
Okay.
You better keep the banter going on. Have you got a karaoke tune, Will? Or?
No, I haven't really. I used to be the presenter. I used to host karaoke nights.
Oh, really?
As a job, yes.
Oh, here we go.
What, in London type of thing?
No, in the central belt of Scotland, between Edinburgh and Glasgow. It's one of the lowest points of my life. It's a terrible time.
What?
Awful. Everyone thinks karaoke is good fun. It's not. It's a very bad experience, isn't it?
And there's alcohol there as well. It doesn't help if you're in a low
place. It's a bad, you know...
I was thinking about David Bowie.
What is the David Bowie one?
Fame! Thanks
a man to take you under.
Yeah, when you said that, I didn't originally connect, but yes, you are right.
Fashion! Will, I really want to talk about this. So you're in the middle of a crazy week.
I am in the middle of a crazy week.
So for those of you who don't know listening, Will here posted a little sort of 20-second video on...
If that, yeah. No, maybe it's about a minute or
about
something.
About a minute on Twitter. And it caught a light. It caught everyone's imagination. Whiz-bang.
Lovely feeling, I imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, you went viral.
I did.
On Twitter.
I did. I got a virus.
What happened? What happened? What did it feel like? And blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, I have to say, I don't... It's not... Oh, this isn't good for podcasters. It's not that exciting.
Okay.
So what... draw a line under it.
Yeah.
No.
It must have been exciting.
We can play it in.
Yes, okay, play it. Have a little listen.
Okay, so we're going to listen to it
indeed.
Now.
Let's have a listen.
This afternoon, my son, who's age 4, fell into the nettles. He put both hands down into the nettles. And I wanted to perform for you the words that he spoke whilst I was carrying him back home. It's bad. It's bad. It's the baddest. It's worse. It's worse. It's getting worser. It's worser than the tree, than that house, than the river, than the rain. It's getting worse. Ow. 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 I may never stop saying ow. Bring me to mummy. Bring me to mummy. Get me the cream.
And we're back again.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I can see why that went viral.
Can
exactly.
you?
I can.
I can.
Why?
Because there's an innocence to it, and it's about children. And
so do you think it's because it's parents that want to, they like culture to reflect their experience, and there isn't that sort of stuff? Or someone, a lot of people wrote, he looks like he's about to cry on it.
What, you? Oh, he looked emotional.
Yeah. Did he?
It went for an emotional arc.
No, I was tired, I think. I was just tired. It's just
kids
funny what people...
say the silliest things.
Kids say the silliest
things.
They do.
They are amusing
kids
to have around.
Yeah. But what was it like? So how long after you posted the tweet did it kick off?
So I took the boy out. The boy fell in the nettles. I went back, carried him home, handed him over to his mother, who's a nicer human being than I am. I took the dog back out. I recorded it on my phone.
Are those the exact words, or did you tweak them to make them funny?
No, as much as I can remember, verbatim, as much as I can remember. Because it did stand out that they're sort of like little Byron-esque poems. They're so dramatic and necessarily so. So that's quite, just kind of funny. Because they're pre-swearing, they sound like the kind of Louis XVI court member, woe is me, that kind of thing. Anyway, then I went back home, and I think I was putting the kid to bed and put it online. And then went.
And did you go, it's all right.
That's all right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That kind of thing. Did that. And then it sort of went boom.
When? How long after?
So a journalist tweeted it. Then Catelyn Moran tweeted it. Then it was the Olivier Awards that night. I think Olivier Awards. And Kathy Burke was there. And she said, I think it's like it should be in the awards or something like that. And
then she follows you?
I don't know how she found it.
Right.
But it seemed to set alight with people who have a theatrical bent.
Yeah.
And then
there we go. Very nice.
And then Curtis Stigers.
Goodness. Well, name a Curtis Stigers song, David.
Do you know what?
Are you with us, Dave?
I am. Totally. I'm trying to think.
Hold on. With tears in our eyes.
Wow. I can't make any musical reference to that one
at
all.
Is that Curtis Stigers?
No, I don't know.
Was he the saxophone guy?
Yeah. He's a good-looking guy. Still a good-looking guy.
Still got it. So then
word
it sort
of mouth is the key with these things.
Sorry, what's that again?
Word of mouth is the key with these things.
It is the key with
these things. Right, actually, just before you carry on, Will, we best clamber up these trees.
Oh, yeah, carry on. Shins, Will, quiet. Keep it down.
There we go.
We're all going.
The rich are approaching. Robin Hood's about 20 yards down the road. He's climbing up his tree. We're going up our tree. Carry on, Will.
So then it just sort of snowballed from there. Who else? Catelyn Moran, did I say that already?
Yeah.
She's got a lot of followers. That's going to help, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of followers and... Yes, it just sort of went
Rufus
off.
Sewell.
Who's he then?
He's an actor.
Is he?
He retweeted it.
Did he? Did he? Who's
Marco?
Marco.
Indeed, I imagine Marco would get involved.
He's
very charitable.
Yeah. You don't mean Mark Owen, do you? He's not Mark Owen.
No. Not Mark Owen, no.
He'd probably have people to fix. He's probably got more than one toilet, isn't he?
Did you go to sleep that night? Or
did I go
like,
to sleep?
Fucking hell.
No, yeah, I went to sleep.
Oh, you did? But I can imagine, Guy, I'll come to bed in a minute, love, and you're like,
a long time ago, I switched off any notifications on my phone.
Right.
So as a vain effort to stop checking it every goddamn 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So I just put it on the nightstand, as the Americans might say.
What's the nightstand?
Bedside table, isn't it?
There you go. Official title for it. And then the next morning, it was just tweet heaven.
Boing, boing, boing.
Was it really?
Yes, it was about a million. million. It was about 700,000.
Well, the next morning.
Yeah.
Flipping. Yeah. Can you monetize that?
Well, I thought I should probably.
It's very materialistic.
Is this very boring to say? I will tell you. You can cut it out if you like.
No,
but
no, no.
I then contacted the guy from Ryan from the Pleasants. I've got this show I'm selling for Edinburgh. Yeah. And I said, is it on sale? He went, no. So I said, well, do you think you could make it be on sale? And he was like, yeah, okay. So they sorted that all out very quickly and then sent me the link so I could sort of attach it. And the various journalists contacted me, private messages saying, oh, you need to do this and do that and do that. And so, yeah.
What do you mean, do this, do that, do
well,
that?
You need to, so I didn't realise, maybe you know, but if you have something successful on Twitter...
No, I don't know.
Never?
No.
You, thousands of followers, I think, haven't you? It's astonishing to me. Absolutely joking.
Come on.
But if you need to put the thing you're trying to sell, which in my case happened to be a ticket thing,
yeah.
in... After, as a reply to the original tweet, not as a new tweet.
Right.
And then it just sort of took off. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
And have you had any sales then? For the?
I don't know. I need to check. I'm going to check when I get home. But if you type William Andrews Nettles into Google, it's the first two pages. That's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very impressive.
But it is mostly repeated. Just, I think they have a press release thing and it's tomorrow's chip paper, so it'll be gone by tomorrow.
But you're Brad Pitt for the day, aren't you?
I am very much Brad Pitt for the day.
Can we try and make a viral video now, Brad?
Should we try and... Yeah, let's try and do a viral video.
Let's go on to the internet gravy train.
What's that, Charles? Sorry?
Because we're filming this show today, aren't we?
Yeah, we're filming the show today, listeners. We're filming the show. If you want
to
watch...
I have to
know. If you want to watch this, you've got to be a patron. You've got to be a Pledgertron.
Let's get viral.
Right, guys. Oh, now there's some rich people coming down the path in a horse and cart. Let's attack them.
Let's go.
Here we go. Yeah. So pull your bows back and release those arrows.
There we go. Okay.
Wow.
Attack.
I just got one of them
attack them.
In the shin.
Attack
them.
There we go.
Let's go down the trees. Quick attack. Down the trees.
No, pull one on the headlock.
Here we go. Stand around. Running up to the horse and cart. Rob them, David. Come on, David.
Sorry. I've got a large...
Do some acting.
A large handful of gold coins.
There we go.
We're back into the woods now.
Wow, what a lovely feeling.
Shoot that horse.
Shoot the horse.
Yeah,
no,
I'll turn around.
Don't
shoot the horse.
Right between the eyes. Shoot the horse. No need to shoot the horse. Now, I've got a question here from someone on Twitter, David.
Oh, here we go.
Talking about Twitter. This is from Keith Ward. If you could write your own obituary, what would it say?
I'd try and keep it positive, definitely. That's the first step,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Try and remember the good times.
Yeah.
I would say, how long is it an obituary? About a paragraph?
It depends how famous you are, I think.
Very true.
Don't point.
Yeah.
Don't
keep the old finger down.
140 characters.
140 characters. Sadly true.
When he entered the room, he shined. Something like that, you know.
Is it shined or shone?
He shone upon us and reminded us of the goodness and optimism of life. Something positive and spiritual type of thing. I think almost like he will be missed.
Do you think that? I didn't mean that. I didn't take it as personality assassination. I would miss you.
Same back to you.
But you're being very, I don't know, arrogant?
Me too.
Me too. The robot will miss you. I've got to say to everyone listening, David has turned 40!
Congratulations. The grave I can see in the distance now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd miss you, but do you feel like there'd be lots of people at your funeral?
That is quite a... I think there's a lot of people who... Well, I've had birthday parties where people have said yes and they haven't turned up. So if a funeral is a bit like a birthday party.
Marco?
At the moment, I think he would come along. But if he works out the kind of cryptic jigsaw I've given on the podcast, not at all.
Yeah.
But I've organised birthday parties, barbecues, that type of thing. And I'd say about a quarter of the people who invited came along. So, of course, it's not ideal, but it's a small garden.
When was this?
This would have been 38, 37, because I didn't do another birthday party after that. I thought, for God, so, you know, I bought Frankfurters.
Quick question, why wasn't I invited? Quick question.
This is very true. I wasn't sure. Maybe I didn't know you that well to actually say, here's my postcode. Are you going to come along? You know, bring along some buns because I've got the burgers.
Yeah.
Do you like ketchup? You know, maybe
you invited me.
Yeah, you took Charles. You invited Charles, but not me.
I thought, you know, Charles I bonded a bit quicker with.
How many people do you think will be at your funeral?
I would say more than a football team. So a good 13, 14 definitely would turn up.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, if I'll outlive a lot of people as well.
Well, it does depend on how old, at what point you die. I think if you die young, you might get a few more.
That's true.
I don't want you to die, David.
I hope at work they'll put a minibus on and I'll get like most of the office, the staff coming along type of thing.
Well, yeah. a day off.
Absolutely. So that would boost me up into the 20s.
It's largely dependent on the weather, I suppose.
Yeah, it is.
It's a worrying thing, Def. I can see it now on the horizon.
I mean, we don't want to be talking about Def.
No, quite right.
Don't point with your five fingers.
Absolutely. Put all of those away.
He did a five-fingered point there.
It's not good.
Will, have you got another question for David?
Oh, yes, absolutely. A more simple one, I think. Maybe you get something a bit lighter. What about, what's your favourite flavour of ice cream? I only ask because it's an obsession of my son's. So, and there is only one answer, according to my son. So do not disappoint.
Wow.
Don't disappoint me, by the way. You don't disappoint a four-year-old boy who won't even hear this. So do keep that
in
mind.
He's kind of famous at the moment.
He is, but he doesn't know that. No. Protect him from
failure. The wonders of the internet, isn't there? We just have photo albums. You've got viral videos.
One of the best ones we've had.
One of the best questions. Top three questions of all time. So we'll have a little celebratory noise there.
There we go. Wonderful stuff.
Favourite ice cream, David?
Well, I am a big ice cream fan.
Ah, okay.
Very big, and I pretty much create my own sort of concoctions, really. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
You always surprise me.
Sorry, just to be clear, you mix two flavours or more together?
And
or
granola,
ice cream.
Or Frosties on top.
That's a good idea. All those raisins,
they've got raisins on, but they're covered in yogurt.
Yeah.
And I just love it. I go for it. I fucking love sugar.
I just completely, like
something out of Train Spotting, basically. Yeah. Not heroin,
but sugar. You have a
nice
cream maker.
Have you got an ice cream maker?
No, I wouldn't be able to operate anything like that.
An ice cream maker for you.
That'd be a bit too complex for me. But
when was the last time you did this big concoction? When was the last time you made this?
It would have been, I watched the new Jim Carrey documentary. I was in Seven Heaven. I really was. Massive bowl, lots of Ben and Jerry's, and just destroyed myself. Really,
Seven
really
Heaven.
Really did.
Seventh Heaven.
Go to 7 to 11 when you want the 7th
Heaven.
There you go.
That's quite a lot of insight there, because you can do the same with breakfast cereals. You ever mix up breakfast cereals?
Oh, yes. I do that a lot. Yes.
You're talking to the master.
It's one of the things I want to pass on to my son, is that it's a breakthrough, isn't it, when you realise if you mix... I mean, just pick muesli with granola, with Cocoa Pops. It's out of this world.
Is that one concoction?
It doesn't matter. You can go Weetabix. Just pick three. Mix them together. It'll blow your mind.
I always have biscuits at the bottom. I do a layer of biscuits.
Oh, no. That's insane.
Yeah.
What sort of
cookies?
Biscuits?
Marks and Spencer's raisin and cinnamon biscuits.
Raisin and cinnamon?
Goodness me. Sounds slightly drunk, Claire.
Simonum.
There we go. The robot. Again? Artificial intelligence will help us.
What is it, Charles?
Simonum. Seven Heaven.
Seven Heaven, Simonum. They all come together as
Simonum,
one.
Simonum, Seven Heaven.
Yeah. All embracing each other.
Yeah.
But yes, it's...
Simonum, Seven Heaven.
That's it, mate.
The only anticlimax
down,
is when you're full. And you think that's the end of that game.
Can you do a really slow one, Charles?
Simonum, Seven Heaven.
Is that as slow as you can go, is it? As we sit round the fire.
Yes.
Counting our coins.
Counting our coins and eating our pig.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful.
So what was your favourite ice cream? Just the one ice cream? You've got to pick one.
You've got to look around for it, but birthday cake, either by Halo... Or Ben and Jerry.
Oh, he really does. Yeah, he's really...
Oh, I'm quite a connoisseur looking through it all.
W-E-F.
I do love it.
W-E-F. What's that?
W-D-E-F.
Is that a drug? Is that a narcotic?
What's W-E-F?
Is that an A-list drug?
Splinter group.
What the fuck?
W-T-F. Right, yes.
W-T-F.
But do get a birthday cake, because it is quite a treat.
Do you want to know what the correct answer is?
Please do.
It is chocolate ice cream.
It's chocolate ice cream.
You can't knock chocolate ice cream.
Do you like chocolate ice cream?
I do like it.
I don't.
I like bits in there, though.
I do. But it's the sort of fake chocolate I'm not a fan of. Raspberry Ripple for me, if I had to stick my hand out there.
Yeah, I like it.
That's nice.
I like Raspberry Ripple. I had lavender recently.
Lavender ice cream? That's very sort of middle class new age, isn't it?
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah,
very je ne sais quoi.
Was it good? Was it good?
Not really. No, it's disappointing.
Was that homemade or can you buy lavender?
No, I bought it in a pub.
Lovely.
In fact, I didn't buy it in a pub, my wife did.
Okay.
I went for vanilla.
Very nice. Very nice.
How are your pigs, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm eating the snout right now, and it's going down a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the... Obviously, can you name the gang that are sitting with us, Will?
We've got John, Bon John, Jovi.
Little John, little and John, hyperactive John.
Medium John.
Yeah, medium John.
John to John John.
Yeah.
We've got...
Robin, obviously, Robin. Robin.
Sat right next to me. What,
Robin?
Exciting.
Hello,
yes.
Guys.
So, you know.
Hello, Robin.
Yes.
How's things?
Cool.
Cool.
How did you think we did earlier, robbing the rich people? How do you think we performed?
Robbing real well.
Robbing real
well. We can't play on the words.
Do you think that's why Robin's called Robin?
Is that why you're called Robin, Robin?
Correct.
Correct.
He would rob people with his hood up.
He is so fucking sexy.
Keep up.
He really
keep
is.
Keep
He's pulling
up.
Off the tights.
So confident, so sexy.
The green leather. I love it.
Yeah.
The hat to the side.
Got any questions for Robin, guys?
What's that noise?
What's that noise?
Rustling in the bushes.
Know. It sounded like a rat.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Robin, what
are the rich people coming back for all their...
Quick hide.
Quick hide!
Oh,
quick
great.
Hide, everybody! Hide in the bushes!
Find a bush to hide behind.
Hide in the bushes.
The undergrowth.
All hiding in there. It's a wild boar.
David, go and rob the rat.
Go and rob the rat.
Happily. Just point to where it is and
there,
I'll take its money.
There's a rat on the floor. Rob the rat.
There we go. I'm on all fours. I've got it in the corner.
Does it have much on it?
No, it has no pockets whatsoever. Just lots of fur.
Right.
We could eat it, but I don't think it's got any money.
Now give that to the rich.
Now give the rat to the rich.
Oh, that'd be good. I'll go back up to the tree and then.
Okay, so we'll walk
the rat
up to the road through the forest and we'll give the rat to the rich. And I'm not sure where this is.
There'd be a message connected to it, though, won't
it? Have you got a final question for David?
Follow me.
We're coming. We're right behind you, mate.
Come in, Rob.
You got a final question for David?
Well, let's have a think. What do we do? What do we have so far? We have ice cream. Karaoke.
Karaoke.
They're almost like three wonders, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's the third one? Sing and to eat ice cream.
What's your greatest fear?
What's your greatest fear? I think you only brought two questions with you, Will.
No. I was asked to bring
What's
four.
What's your greatest fear? Was it four?
Yes.
Fuck.
What is your greatest fear?
Your greatest
I remember
fear?
Being young. For some reason, in the back of my mind, it's being... told off by a fully grown man, and then them standing at a door with the potential of hitting me as I wander past.
So who was this
Sorry,
man?
PE teachers
being stood.
Yeah, so they tell me off, you know, like an angry uncle.
Yes, yes.
Rah 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 rah, you know.
Yeah.
And then they say leave.
Yes.
And then they stood there at the door, and it's like, no, if I wander past, you're going to clip me over the ear.
Ah.
And then it's a case of which happens only once.
Well,
around
they hit
the,
you.
Yeah, a PE teacher.
What's his name?
Once again, I don't know. Am I allowed to?
Who cares? He's dead. He's not listening. No one's listening.
It was a Mr. Knight.
Mr. Knight.
Mr. Knight.
I hope ramifications don't. He was very bizarre. He once heard me talking when he was doing one of his introductions.
Mm.
And it was with my friend, James Golden. I don't mind mentioning his name. And he got me and James to stand up.
James Golden.
Golden, yes.
That's amazing.
It's a name, isn't it?
That's
I don't think I appreciate it enough. He got us to stand up on a bench and hold hands.
Yeah.
Whilst he carried on with the with his
hold
like lecture.
Hands.
I know, inappropriate. Just because we were chatting, he thought we were lovers. And that's sort of
strange.
Very strange.
What
different
a
era.
Bastard.
Yeah. It was early 90s, or was it late 80s? Early 90s. We had to just stand there in our shorts, which are like hot pants type of thing, just holding
what?
Hands.
What? Hot pants?
They're very short pee sort of shorts. And
I
think I sort of, a few heads turned as I wandered down the gym hallway sort of thing.
I
the old baguette sticking out.
I bet they did.
And,
little
what?
Sticking out.
The old baguette sticking out.
What are you talking about, little baguette sticking out?
My hat, my legs.
I thought you meant your little...
No, that was well
Stop
underneath
shouting.
The
Ra, 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 seven heavens, him and Marco.
Indeed, Marco.
Right.
We had a PE teacher once who sat facing us in assembly with one of his testicles hanging out of his shorts. It was a wonderful day, that.
Wow.
That is quite incredible. Did he not feel
egg.
The wind?
He's possibly. What? Yeah, possibly. It's hard to get respect after that point, isn't it?
Oh, everything's revealed. You're transparent after that,
yeah.
aren't you?
That whole year is a sort of a washout, isn't it?
Do you know, one time I put a gun to my head without even knowing it, whereby I did a full... just sort of toilet session. I'm going to that again, though. And it was a disabled toilet, and the whole time it was unlocked. And I just thought anyone could have walked in then.
Yeah.
And it would just been the end of my career, everything.
Career?
Well, you know, anyone.
Well, you were a teacher when you did that.
Yes.
Oh.
And it could have been anyone could have wandered it. And the door would be locked and things like that. So people would go for the lock. And I don't know, I was there for a good 15 minutes.
Guys, the rich are coming.
Unlocked.
The rich are coming.
Uh oh.
The rich are coming. Have you got the rats, David?
I'm swinging around my head by the tail.
Here they come.
Have some of this.
Excuse me, could you stop? Apparently we're going to end the podcast with giving you some kind of rat.
Earlier I said give to the rich, I meant give to the poor.
Right.
To eat as a dessert or something, like a rat burger, I don't know what they would...
Ratatouille,
there we go. That's a lot more impressive.
Okay, and they're off, they're gone.
Well, they've taken the rats.
Well, how are we feeling? How are we feeling, having been with Robin Hood, Will?
I found it a little bit odd.
Yeah. It's been
an enriching experience.
What a narrative.
What a narrative.
There's been a whole plot, a narrative arc.
Do you know what? We might as well get into the old fridge.
Really? It
worries me that getting into the fridge is not a bit negligent. Don't people die in fridges and they get into fridges and waste?
Magic.
We got
travel.
Time for a golden question.
Ooh. Oh, a quick golden question. I'm so sorry. I knew there was something. Basically, we have a golden question section where David gets to ask the guest a question.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Magic time. I would say now in the more mature times of your life.
Yes.
You've got more of a grasp of your personality and who you are, existing with Will Andrews. Mm. Is there anything you'd like to get rid of within your personality? There's one thing you think, that's holding me back. You could be a perfectionist, you know, moments of laziness. Just look at, like it was like a data on a computer screen.
I'm a naturally anxious person. I'm naturally anxiety.
Right, that's interesting.
Are you anxious now?
No, not really.
No, that's really good.
It's very relaxing here.
It is relaxing.
It's a bit odd here, but it's relaxing. I'll give it that.
You seem very relaxed.
Thank you very much.
Very chilled.
Thank you.
What are your anxiety triggers?
Triggers? I don't know. It's a difficult question, that, isn't it? What is my anxiety... Yes. I don't know.
You don't have to answer.
That's two questions, you don't have to answer at all.
That's two questions, really. He said.
Well said, Charles.
Stop pointing. So what is the question?
The question is, what element of your personality would you like to just chuck in a bin and get rid of? If you could go into your head and just drag it out.
Oh, yes.
You said that.
He's already said that.
Yeah, so, and what was the answer? It was anxiety. So we've actually answered the question.
No, you have?
Yes, but I do worry, maybe anxiously, that it's not a very entertaining answer.
People can relate to it, just the reason you went viral, wasn't it? People can relate to kids and stinging nettles.
We don't worry about being entertaining.
No.
That's long ago, unfortunately.
Then you asked him another question, David.
One more quick question before we get in the fridge.
Right, okay.
Pointing.
So we can't do the how has... Linking to the viral video.
Yes.
How has fatherhood changed your view on life?
Oh, that's a very good question because I can answer straight away.
Bang.
There we go.
Can we have a little bit of music here, editor? Just a bit of dramatic music.
Oh, that's nice music, actually.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So what I would say would be...
Best golden question ever.
There's a cake.
Lovely, I'll have that now. I'll eat it with my hands.
Right,
there's no forks in 1400s.
So I would say that becoming a father suddenly shifts the centre of worry or focus away from yourself unavoidably onto others.
Mm.
And that therein is the fundamental gift that being a dad gives you. Obviously, you get a kid out of it as well, so it's not entirely that. But suddenly it's just not about you anymore, and it never will be. And that, in weirdly, allows you to sort of take a step back and...
What did Nigella Lawson say?
I don't know.
Do you like Nigella Lawson?
I do.
You stop being the picture and you start being the picture frame. Stop being the picture and you start being the picture frame.
Right.
I did these repeating. You're quite right. There's a lot of wisdom behind that. No, there is.
Are you taking the piss?
I am not taking anything whatsoever.
It does feel like a platitude, doesn't it?
No, but it is one that works, I think.
Honest
to God, I think that must be so liberating, no longer being the picture, the oil painting.
What did you think about me repeating what she said? Are you taking the piss out of me?
No, not at all. This is our bar fight start. Honest to God. Not at all. What you've just said to me is wisdom, and I just can't stop building the oil painting and wanting to be the focus point. I think having something else to focus on. Because the thing
Do you think he was taking the piss for you?
No, not at all.
No.
I'm adding to it. I'm not subtracting and taking away.
We've got to end the podcast. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, people. Au revoir.
We're actually going to record a bit more if you want to listen.
shite. Go to Patreon. I'm not going to tell you. It's going to stop me. But say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, people. Thank you, Will. Get thank you for
thank
time.
You,
Will.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
You. Thank you, James, the editor. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Indeed, Charles. Thank you.
Get in the fridge.
Get in the fridge.
Oh, here we go. Get closer to the wall. Bye.
That was a Mr. Box production.